CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China State Councilor Dai Bingguo has met with U.S. Deputy Secretary of State William Burns in Beijing, urging the two countries to make good arrangements for their high-level exchanges in the period ahead. Dai Bingguo said China-U.S. relations have currently entered a crucial and key period of development. Both sides should seriously implement the important consensus reached between the two state leaders on building a bilateral cooperative partnership, sticking to the spirit of mutual respect, equality and mutual benefit, and properly settle disputes in a bid to maintain the sound development of China-U.S. relations. He also reiterated China's principal stance on issues involving Taiwan. China says it will continue to maintain close communication with the International Atomic Energy Agency and unswervingly adhere to resolving the Iranian nuclear issue through diplomatic negotiations. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Zhang Yu says China has always supported the work of the IAEA and has kept regular communication with IAEA Director General Yukio Amano. Zhang Yu says China and Russia recently presented their shared views about the Iranian nuclear issue to the IAEA chief. Both countries hope the IAEA will remain independent and professional with an objective and impartial attitude and cautiously resolve the issue based on facts. A Chinese diplomat says women could make unique contributions to maintaining world peace and stability. Therefore, their potential needs to be further tapped. Li Baodong, Chinese permanent representative to the UN, said this when addressing an open debate of the Security Council on Women and Peace and Security in New York. He noted that women are vulnerable in armed conflicts and need special attention. Li Baodong said to avoid and reduce harm suffered by women in armed conflicts, primary task is to prevent war and reduce conflicts. China says it will donate $1 million to Quick Hit Turkey. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Zhang Yu says China has paid great attention to the situation since a 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit eastern Turkey a week ago. The Red Cross Society of China has also donated $50,000, and China will continue to offer emergency relief aid to Turkey. According to the Turkish government, 570 people were dead and more than 2,000 injured after the powerful earthquake struck the province of Van in eastern Turkey on Sunday. Head of the European Bailout Fund visited Beijing amid speculation that debt-stricken Europe is seeking help from the world's second-largest economy. Klaus Regling, chief executive of the European Financial Stability Facility, arrived Friday only a day after European leaders reached a deal at a Brussels summit to tackle the ongoing debt crisis in Europe, which many fear may spark another global recession. This is CRI News. Senior Chinese leader Li Changchun has called for more efforts in strengthening supervision and environment for public opinion. He made the remarks at the first meeting of the 8th Council of the All China Journalists Association, which was attended by over 490 representatives. Li Changchun said the press should hold a high sense of responsibility in their work, which should aim to build a favorable media atmosphere for economic and cultural reforms. China's top political adviser, Jia Qinglin, says China and the Netherlands should deepen cooperation in order to boost common prosperity. Speaking at a luncheon attended by over 250 Chinese and Dutch entrepreneurs in The Hague, Jia Qinglin called on both countries to deepen cooperation in the modern agricultural sector, promote trade facilitation and expand bilateral trade volume, and work together to tackle climate change. The Netherlands is the second stop after Greece of Jia Qinglin's three-nation European tour, which will also take him to Germany. The dispute settlement body of the World Trade Organization has issued a panel report rejecting certain key anti-dumping measures of the European Union imposed on footwear imports from China. China welcomes the WTO panel report. According to WTO dispute settlement procedures, the two parties still have 60 days to appeal to the appellate body. China has introduced the country's first national plan on groundwater pollution control, urging a combination of legal, economic, technological, and administrative measures for groundwater protection. The Ministries of Environmental Protection, Land and Resources, and Water Resources have announced at a press conference that the State Council, or China's cabinet, has already approved the national plan on groundwater pollution control for 2011 to 2020. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.